This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live, kicking off hour number two. In studio, it's Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And Chris, we're going to talk about one of your most favoritest people in the whole wide world.
Gosh, how lucky can I be? I know who you're going to say.
Oh, wait, which one? It's one of
transportation pioneer Elon Musk.
Oh, okay.
The Washington Post has the article, says that Musk has been known to talk big and sometimes overpromise.
No.
But the Tesla chief and rocket builder took it up a notch Thursday, offering a tantalizing but so far undocumented announcement that his tunnel boring company, that, by the way, I had no clue he had one.
Oh, really?
Apparently he has a tunnel boring company called The Boring Company.
Yeah, that's active in California.
He claims, and again, Washington Post says that he's offered the tantalizing but so far undocumented announcement that his tunnel boring company had received a verbal agreement from the government, or rather a verbal green light from the government, to build a super high-speed pod and tube transportation system that he calls the Hyperloop, to travel between the District of Criminals and New York City. He posted on Twitter, "Just received verbal government approval for the Boring Company to build an underground New York, Philadelphia, Baltimore, D.C. Hyperloop, New York to D.C. in 29 minutes.
Okay, stop. You're telling me.
And listen.
Well, no, that's okay. If you're Elon Musk and you are actually that big of a crony that you can make a few phone calls and get approval from, you know, the state of Pennsylvania. Yeah, no problem. Make sure.
This is not just approval from Pennsylvania. This is D.C., Maryland, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and New York.
Piece of cake. When you got the kind of cheddar that he does, and you know that he is going to make all sorts of promises like, I'm going to bring 10,000 jobs to your congressional district, and, you know, we'll provide some kickbacks, you know, with the federal money to some of your favorite friends in construction and things like
some
that.
Some of these 10,000 jobs to the district might just be temporary jobs.
Oh, no, they'll be green jobs, Daryl. This is all about green.
Temporary jobs, and I'm going to pause here. Sarah, who I know does not listen to the show other than when she's on hold, regular caller, calls in from Albuquerque. She called in last night about Zuckerberg going to build two huge giant buildings in the Albuquerque area.
Great.
And I went and pulled up an article from the Albuquerque Journal where, surprise, surprise, Facebook is getting, you know, all kinds of government grants and benefits and tax breaks and this and that. After they finish building these two big giant buildings that are going to be, you know, like the size of football stadiums.
Sure.
They're going to have like 100 employees at them. But they're expecting to have close to 1,000 construction workers build these things. So I can almost guarantee you, Zuckerberg says, there's going to be thousands of jobs here.
Thousands of jobs created.
Can I have one?
Yeah.
You want to go to Albuquerque and get a job with one of the, you know, connected construction companies to build a thing. And then after you're done building the thing, oh, well, now that's not a job that was created anymore.
And this is an interesting point in history to live, because now we look back at all these government-sponsored boondoggles. And there's hundreds of them you can look at. You can look at everything from football stadiums to, you know, bridges to
railroads,
all sorts of things that, you know, all the benefit that's gonna come from all this. And you find out that they never live up to their promises. They never will
Right.
Because it's government who is benefiting first, and then it's all government's cronies who benefit second.
Right.
And the people, if it happens to benefit them, it's pretty much by accident.
Well, the responses on Twitter were not necessarily ones of belief. Again, Washington Post has the story. They say that questioners on Twitter asked one of the most obvious questions. Who gave permission?
Verbal.
Elon Musk did not answer the questions.
No, of course not.
The article continues, but the Trump administration did not knock the notion down. Asked if they had given Musk verbal approval, a White House spokesman said, "We have had promising conversations to date, are committed to transformative infrastructure projects, and believe our greatest solutions have often come from the ingenuity and drive of the private sector."
So here's what that means.
What exactly does that mean? Yes, please translate from bureaucrat to normal speak, because I'm normally good at, you know, translating legalese, but bureaucrat speak is something completely different.
I think the White House, and I think this is, I'll give this as sort of a prop to the Trump administration, recognizes that government engineering big things like this is not the best at it. They suck at it. But they do realize that they have to get people in bed in the private sector, and they know that they'll get tons of kickbacks and things like that throughout this entire project, and
right.
and politicians will support this, quote, transformative infrastructure project because this is a great solution and so on and so on. Basically, you're talking about building a subway, putting it in a vacuum tube, so you have no resistance and speeds will be really great.
Hyperloop. Just like throw out buzzword and
exactly. Come up with a cool name for it.
I know how he could raise all of the money for this without using any government money. Three letters and one word. ICO. Blockchain. Just say you're going to put the Hyperloop on a blockchain.
The
Hyperloop and have an
coin.
ICO, and you'll raise $20 billion in like 2 seconds.
Right.
Because there are some people that think that Elon Musk can do no wrong.
Right. And the Trump administration, should this debacle go through, and believe me, folks, just remember that word when I repeat it for you.
Debacle?
Debacle. This thing will likely never get built because you're talking about going through several states. You're talking about all the private landowners that this could impact who will, some of them are going to challenge the eminent domain because their government, if this were to happen, the government will come in and seize people's land.
Now, see, your house can stay where it is. We're building an underground thing, so we'll just dig under your house.
Yeah. Keep believing that. Believe that they will allow structures, residential structures, to exist on top of a high-speed rail.
If you like your health insurance, you can keep it. Right. If you like your house being on top of the super-fast subway, you can keep it.
Yeah. So this
or
thing,
something.
Right. This thing is never going to go anywhere, but it does give St. Elon some good publicity. And
Musk.
It gives the Trump administration some way of saying, yes, look, we're forward-thinking.
Musk said in a later tweet, the system would run from city center to city center in each case. Again, those cities being New York, Philadelphia, Baltimore, D.C. Adding that there would be up to a dozen or more, keyword there, up to. That could mean one, that could mean two, that could mean 11, that could mean 12. Up to a dozen or more entry and exit elevators in each city.
Plug for the Otis Elevator Company, who will certainly be bidding on this. They smell money, okay.
His firm intends to build the system underground using an excavation machine. The futuristic concept, how futuristic is it to build a really fast choo-choo underground? They've
Sorry.
Had those for over 100 years.
And practically, okay, talking about going through city center to city center, what's under most cities already today?
Sewer systems.
Sewer systems, water systems, and what else?
Electrical lines.
And subways.
Yes.
Yeah. So now you're going to contend with all the existing lines that are already there, too, and all the utilities and everything else that's already there. But, hey, no problem. We got a verbal okay.
But St. Elon says that he can do it. And New York to D.C. in 29 minutes. Your calls and thoughts welcome on this or whatever is on your mind. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com. What do you shop for that you could otherwise buy at Amazon? Pretty much everything, right? Amazon has competitive pricing and they deliver, and that's a big plus. If you could plan ahead in your shopping, would you be interested in saving up to 33%? There's a catch. You have to do your shopping in Bitcoin. But imagine those savings. It's like a huge raise. All you have to do is go to saveitpurse.com. We've saved thousands, and you can too. Plan ahead and save. Saveitpurse.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, and real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Join me, George Norrie, in Joshua Tree, California, May 19th through the 22nd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of in-depth exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. The conference will feature panels, lectures, films, workshops, and field work with leading experts, including me, Dr. Stephen Greer, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Corey Good, Graham Hancock, Linda Moulton-Howe, Jim Mars, Michael Tellinger, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and many, many more of the biggest names in ufology. Joshua Tree Retreat Center offers the perfect place for sightings through the clear desert sky. Last year, hundreds saw several real craft up there, as we reported on Coast to Coast. Tickets to Contact in the Desert are available at contactinthedesert.com. That's contactinthedesert.com, or by calling 323-721-1743. That's 323-721-1743.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to prostatemiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We're talking about St. Elon. the guy that, you know, wound up making a lot of money by having connections to government agents and government officials and bureaucrats and elected people. He's got a really, really, really big idea. We'll get back into the story, but first, want to make sure that I tell you about Freedom's Phoenix. It's a liberty-oriented news aggregation site. Do you want the newest and freshest stories and perspective on current events from those who value liberty? FreedomsPhoenix.com has it. Their daily dispatch is the best way to stay up to date on science, technology, historical findings, liberty news, government overspending, and the rise of the police state. Freedoms with an S, Phoenix.com. That's FreedomsPhoenix.com. In studio, it's Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And getting back to the story from the Washington Post about Elon Musk and his claim that he wound up getting quote-unquote verbal approval for the boring company. That's a company that bores holes, not a company that is rather boring. The boring company, he claims, has verbal approval to build an underground hyperloop from New York to Philadelphia to Baltimore to D.C. will supposedly, if this thing ever winds up getting built and up and running, will supposedly get you from New York to D.C. in 29 minutes. Musk did not say who gave the permission, but he did wind up, according to the Washington Post, doing some moderating later in the day, sending out a tweet that says, "Still a lot of work needed to receive formal approval, but am optimistic that will occur rapidly." He followed that up with a tweet that says, "If you want this to happen fast, please let your local and federal elected representatives know. Makes a big difference if they hear from you."
I love it. I love it. Nothing will help me get those federal dollars in my greedy little hands faster than if you start bugging your legislatures. That's what he's saying.
Right.
Geez, drives me nuts.
And you know, because it's not just the money that he needs, but it's also the approval and eminent domain, again, in the District of Criminals, in Maryland, in Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and New York, to wind up being able to build this New York, Philadelphia, Baltimore, D.C. hyperloop. And, you know, depending on how he goes, they might wind up having to cut through part of Delaware. I don't know.
Right. Well, I mean, you've got to look at the boring company's long track record of successes, especially in negotiating through.
Well, considering that I've never heard of them until, you know, like 20 minutes ago.
Oh, I have. Yeah, this was big news because his first thing was he was going to start drilling holes in Los Angeles, and there was some concern about him doing that, hitting utility mains and things like that. Apparently he got all that done, so they dug some holes, and then they were going to do this huge hyperloop, because that's a catchy phrase.
Yep.
At SpaceX's launch centers, they're going to do that.
Ooh.
Now I think the common thread in here is nobody, St. Elon has not yet put a train into any of these holes. He hasn't really even proven that his big, new, fancy, boring excavator, which he keeps talking about, can scale to any amount of size. It's hype. And folks, it's
hype. A blockchain and an ICO.
It's hype only designed for one thing, and that is to get government support, government contracts, government kickbacks, government sweetheart deals, and government money. Don't forget that this guy so far is the recipient of $4.9 billion of taxpayer money for all his schemes, none of which are profitable. So we can talk about Tesla. Oh my gosh, man, you're putting electric cars on the road. Well, each one of those cars is costing you. Now, never mind how inefficiently he builds them.
Right, but you discussed that a couple of months ago.
Right, but it's thousands of dollars in tax credits or direct kickbacks to people to get them to buy these cars in the first place. We can talk about SpaceX. SpaceX is getting government contract money from NASA even though they're not profitable.
Right.
But the money keeps flowing. Elon says, oh, we need more money to keep doing these NASA launches. So you, American taxpayer, keep giving Elon money just hand over fist. And this is one more way. I am convinced he's not even interested in technology anymore, which I think he was at one point.
Mm-hmm.
I think now he just sits around and noodles different ways that he can come up with a scam that will get him more money, more of your money, through the government and taxation. I think that's it.
Sounds kind of accurate.
I think we're just going to keep hearing this string of wacky Elon Musk ideas that are earth-changing and life, and the only common thread.
Right, and then in like 20 years, it'll be like, oh yeah, that's just another wacky Elon.
Right, it'll become a joke. It'll become a punchline, or it'll a derogatory term. Wow, he really musked that one up.
Or I just had a not so brilliant idea. Elon Musk will just, you know, like, lend his name out to various things. We'll have Musk University, Musk Steaks, you know, the Musk Hotel. And then
Musk
in like 24 years, Elon Musk will wind up being president of the United States.
Oh, come on, Daryl, that could never happen.
The article continues, even if federal official permission is forthcoming, the need for local permission is a potential major complication. Leif Dormsjö, director of the district's DOT, that being, I believe, the District of Criminals, said, I'm completely unaware of any request to the district government to permit or review anything related to an Elon Musk project. Spokesman for New York Mayor Bill de Blasio said, this is news to City Hall. City officials in Philadelphia said they've had no contact with Elon Musk. Spokesman said, we don't know what he means when he says he received government approval. There are numerous hurdles for this Hyperloop technology before it can become reality. A spokesman for the Boring Company said, we look forward to future conversations with the cities and states along this route, and we expect to secure the formal approval necessary to break ground later this year.
Of course you do. And I sit here and I laugh and I go, as corrupt as our governments are, and I'm talking about local, state, and federal, and how big a crony that Elon Musk is and how good he is at gaming government, he probably will. That's the scary fact of this. Is this?
You think he'll wind up getting the approval later this year?
Probably not for all of it, but I'll bet he gets some approval probably within the next 3-4 months. It would not surprise me in the least.
The article continues skipping down a little bit. His plans appear to draw significant inspiration from the crushing road traffic in Los Angeles, which he has bemoaned on multiple occasions. In April, he proposed underground tunnels for that city that could ferry cars from one place to another at high speeds. But that's not happened. That's not going anywhere.
It's not only that, but he wants to do multiple tunnels, each underneath each one, so you have this 3D effect. It's insane.
Yeah. What are your thoughts on this Hyperloop proposal? Either of them, the one in L.A. or the one on the East Coast. This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
Is that Ellen painting her garage?
Yesterday she was trimming her hedges.
What's her secret?
I heard she was eating this new superberry called the Aronia berry.
Aronia? What?
Aronia berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where can we get them?
Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait. I've got lots of projects I need to get done.
Yes, you do.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-281-4224. 800-281-4224. 800-281-4224. That's 800-281-4224.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio, it's Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And we're talking about this boondoggle debacle project thing that may or may not ever actually wind up getting off the ground or under the ground, as the case may be here. Talking about St. Elon's proposed Hyperloop between D.C. and New York City. He claims to have gotten a verbal agreement from some government official somewhere.
Just from government.
But according to the Washington Post, the director of Washington, D.C.'s Department of Transportation says he's unaware of any communication between the district and Elon Musk. New York Mayor Bill de Blasio says this is news to us. Philadelphia Mayor Jim Kenney says that there's been no contact between Musk and city officials, adding that we basically have no clue what you're talking about, and there are a lot of hurdles before this thing becomes reality. Elon Musk, on the other hand, says that he hopes to have all of the formal approvals by the end of the year. The article continues, building a hyperloop above ground comes with enormous physical and regulatory challenges, which may be one reason Musk is considering going underground.
Jeez.
Not, you know, like doing it without government permissions, but actually, you know, taking the project beneath the surface right. of the earth,
yep.
using this boring tool from the Boring Company to bore a big giant hole that he'll put a really, really fast train into. And the article continues. It says, because Hyperloop technology involves traveling at extremely high speeds, any major turns could subject passengers to undue gravitational forces.
Oh, Jesus. I just got to stop you here because we keep talking about Hyperloop and Hyperloop technology. There is no Hyperloop, folks. You can't go anywhere in the world and go ride the Hyperloop. It is hyperbole.
But Hyperloop.
But let's go back to a sentence you kind
really
of skimmed
fast
over. Right.
100 miles an hour.
Let me talk about
elevators in each city.
This was a line about five or six up. The electric and autonomous car evangelist first teased the Boring Company in December. Teased it in December. Started drilling holes this winter. I'm not talking 5 years in development. I'm not talking 1 year in development. I'm saying he started babbling about this
months ago.
Last Christmas.
St. Elon said he's got a Boring Company.
I am beside myself in frustration.
The article continues about the major speeds causing undue gravitational forces. That suggests the safest, most efficient way to build the Hyperloop is a straight line, which, all right, I'm going to pause here because grammar loops implies like it's a big giant circle. You can't have, well,
A straight loop.
Well, you could because, you know, a globe, but that would require you to go the entirety, you know, around the planet, and that's not possible or feasible because, you know, oceans. So this is just an absolutely horrible name. It's not a loop.
Oh, jeez.
Aside from, you know, all of the problems of we have no clue, even if he is able to, you know, like, dig a tunnel from D.C. to New York, and we don't know if he is able to do that.
Okay.
But even if he's able to dig a tunnel from New York to D.C.,
right,
is he able to wind up putting a really fast choo-choo in that tunnel?
Okay, because this is not an Elon Musk brainstorm. He didn't come up with this on his own. I'm going to go back to Popular Mechanics. At some point in the 80s, because I read every Popular Mechanics every time it came out.
1980s or 1880s?
Funny, Derek. 1980s.
Well, I know they've been around for a long time.
But you know like, I haven't been around that long.
Right. But,
almost. But
you know, like you could go to the library and be like, give me all of the back issues.
Enough out of you, Daryl. My point is it was on a cover of Popular Mechanics. It showed coast to coast in 54 minutes, ? And the idea was you build, guess what, an underground train, a tunnel.
Woo-hoo.
You remove it, you pressurize it, so you've turned it into a vacuum. So there is no air resistance as your train moves through it. And then you also use maglev technology, and basically that's charging the underside of the train. It's a magnet, and the other side, so like south faces south, both these things repel,
right.
And the train can just accelerate with no resistance until it reaches the halfway point, and then it coasts and slows down the rest of the way.
All right.
So literally, if you could build this, you could go from New York to Los Angeles in something like 54, 59 minutes. It was one of those numbers. This is nothing new. People have dreamt of this forever. What is new is now that Elon Musk is in a position of being able to suckle at the teat of government, he knows that if he starts babbling about this stuff, billions of dollars are going to flow his way.
Wait, how fast is the thing going?
It can get up to tens of thousands of miles an hour if you did it over great enough distance.
Right, and the claim here
is
it's
only an airplane under the freaking ground, right?
Faster than.
Yeah.
Potentially faster than. Yeah, It's cool technology, but
right.
This has been in the
New York to D.C., 29 minutes. That's faster than an airline flight from New York to D.C. And then you don't have to sit on the runway for 20 minutes waiting to take off at LaGuardia because there's always a bunch of airplanes taking off at LaGuardia, not to mention the other five airports that are within like a 40-mile radius.
But again, there is no Hyperloop technology because a Hyperloop does not exist. There is not one that Elon Musk has built. And for him to say that I'm going to have all the approvals, be ready to break ground within 6 months, should tell everybody that this guy is wired into government like nobody's business, and he's going
to
profit.
Yeah, it's taking Massachusetts, like, what, over 2 years to unroll marijuana dispensaries, but this guy can, like, excavate a freaking, like, 10,000-mile-an-hour train in, like, 6 months.
Sure, piece of cake.
The article continues. Yeah. There's just one problem. Well, I'm going to disagree with that, and Chris,
Thank you. Let me continue. I'm just shutting up.
Above ground, you need to worry about permits and land rights. Elon's original vision budgeted for $1 billion.
Now, if it goes underneath your house, does that mean you get like a say in it? You know,
I'd say I would insist upon it.
Do you own the dirt underneath your house?
Well,
how far down?
That's a question. They say subterranean land rights may be less complicated, but if you go deep enough, and at least you won't have to worry about plowing through buildings. Musk isn't the only one working on Hyperloop technology, although he has done much to popularize the concept in recent years by open sourcing the idea. Do they even know what open sourcing an idea is?
Well, I don't think
so. Do they understand words at the Washington Post?
No.
Well, this brings in, though, like a kind of an interesting topic, right? Like, what if people start building into the earth? Like, then do you pay, like, property tax? If you don't really have property, you're just, like, in a hole in the ground?
Well, that's a question. And then there's also questions about, you know, how far up into the sky do your, you know, land rights go? There are some people that claim, oh, land rights go all the way until, you know, infinity. So if Jupiter ever winds up being exactly over your house, technically you own Jupiter for, like, you know, 0.5 milliseconds. But then there's other people that say, well, no, you only own up until, you know, like whatever you can build to. That's as high as you wind up actually owning. So, you know, it's one of these questions. Yeah, how far down into the ground do you own? If you could dig it with a shovel, then, you know, and you find some gold, plutonium, platinum, do you own it? Or, oh, well, no, see, that was 12 feet down. You don't own down to 12 feet. This is where, you know, governments come up with stupid, stupid rules. Your calls and thoughts, welcome, 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy. Fees are low and transactions are confirmed instantly. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Help people take control over their financial future today. Find out more at dash.org.
You've said it yourself. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness but gives you nothing for being healthy. There's a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Check them out right now at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. healthexcellenceselect.com. healthexcellenceselect.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex affects employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
At Humalife, we believe your health is your wealth. That's why we offer an exclusive, potent, and pure selection of OMRI-certified 100% organic humic and fulvic acid concentrates. These two acids stop viruses and harmful bacteria and increase frequency, vibration, and vitality. In fact, they're called the missing link to your health. Pure liquid organic ATP energy rebuilds and regrows the immune system. You are the doctor at Humalife. You know best because you are the test. Find out more at HumalifeUSA.com. That's HumalifeUSA.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio, it's Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And Bitcoin.com is your premier source for everything Bitcoin related. Get help buying Bitcoins, choosing a Bitcoin wallet, read the latest news, or even engage with the community at the Bitcoin Forum. You can even find places to spend your Bitcoin and play games online with your cryptocurrency. It's the source for all of your Bitcoin needs and news, Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com. Let's go to the phones, actually, to Skype, where we have Cognitive Dissident calling in. Cognitive, you're on Free Talk Live with Daryl, Heather, and Chris. What's on your mind?
Hey, guys. I was wondering if you heard of the darknet market bust today?
I did, and I've actually got a story in the show prep here, headline from the New York Times. We discussed last week the Alpha Bay getting shut down. Apparently, one of the markets that a bunch of Alpha Bay vendors and customers had gone to, Hansa Market, was just busted. And I've not read a lot about this, but like I said, I did have this in the show prep. So do you have anything other than just it happened?
Well, I guess it got busted like about a month ago, and the Dutch police have been running it since then, gathering information on people.
Right.
Wow.
Wait, what got busted? I'm a little out of the loop.
The Hansa Market was an online market, was a competitor to Alpha Bay, competitor to Dream Market, Agora, which I think Agora shut down a while back.
These are all things that are similar to the Silk Road, which was an online darknet marketplace where people could buy and sell whatever they wished. And some of those drugs. Things were illegal, like drugs or weapons or things like that. Some chose to do weapons.
Some of the marketplaces would have prohibitions on certain things.
True, very much so. And they all had their own set of rules. The underlying key was most of them have some sort of a rating system so that when you made a purchase, you could rate how good the seller was and how good the product was,
right.
Which was useful information.
Yes.
And frequently they would use an alternative currency as payment.
Right. So if somebody left a review of, you know, 1 star out of 5, this wound up not being the correct weight and not being, you know, what I ordered, then people would know, hey, don't buy from this guy. But if you've got somebody with, you know, like a 4.5 or a 5 star rating that's had hundreds of
transactions
and reviews, all right, chances are you're going to get your product, you're going to get it in a timely fashion, and it's going to be exactly what you ordered, possibly better quality.
Right. And here's where it comes into play. And Heather, you brought up drugs, which was one of the things that Silk Road was very much known for, and Alpha Bay and these others are probably very well known for. You know, the contention is by law enforcement, by politicians, that, you know, these things are a threat to public safety because they are selling drugs, and anybody can go online and pay for them and have them ship right to their door. I contend, and many others contend, that this actually makes the world a safer place. And
correct.
That these things benefit our society because, as Daryl explained, if you sell, let's say somebody's selling heroin, you know, okay, if you're a heroin addict, you could either say you have two choices. You can go down and meet the guy behind the warehouse on the outskirts of town and get whatever he says is in his baggie.
Right.
It may be heroin, it may be heroin and fentanyl, it may be God knows what. Something with Drano.
Heroin and some baking soda. You know, cut it down a little bit.
Right. It could be anything. But if you have a rating system and people were able to go on to a place like the Silk Road or Alpha Bay or things like that, and they said that this is pure heroin and this is the recommended dosage or whatever, it's very strong, or it is cut to 50% and whatever.
Right.
But you had an indication and the reinforcement of other people who had tried it of what it actually was.
Well, not only that, but also let's look at what happens if you wind up having a bad transaction behind the dumpster.
Right.
I want to stress another little point here, right? And I think a lot of times when people hear of like drugs and stuff like that, they automatically go right to the argument of drug users and people that abuse drugs. When even the drugs that are abused still have an intended purpose. Not only that, but let's say you're into science, right? And you want to maybe research further into the effects of these drugs, and you want to do so, and you want to do like controlled setting experiments, or, you know, expand on new things. Like you can't do it through
your university because federal law prohibits you from doing
exactly.
It.
So, right. You know, I think that when you think of like getting drugs, you know, off the market, let's say you have a sick relative or you can't get access to something and you can get it elsewhere. And, you know, you want to just try to see if it's going to help someone's symptoms. I don't think,
right.
You know, not everybody's out there looking to, like, you know, shoot up with a needle or something like that.
That's
that
a
where
really
they
good
might
point.
Have another reason to buy something off the black silk web or whatever, even if it's like a like, look at the EpiPens.
Nice.
My mother uses,
right,
for example.
Right.
The cost of those are so high that it invites people to get it in other locations and then sell on the dark web to people in America that, you know, it's the reason Eric Garner was selling blue cigarettes from another state, because the taxes,
right,
and fees,
right,
and everything were so high.
Right,
so.
But again, let's look at the other way that the dark web winds up reducing violence. Let's say, Chris, me and you have a transaction behind a dumpster,
right,
at the food co-op.
Yep.
And, you know, transaction goes okay. I wind up having, you know, a home test kit or something, and I test, oh, wait, this is only 80%. He told me it was 100%.
Right.
And so then I tell everybody I know, hey, don't buy from Chris. His stuff is bunk.
Right.
Then what happens? Oh, hey, Daryl, I've heard you've been talking stuff about me.
Right.
And then, if I'm lucky, you just beat my ass.
Right.
If I'm not lucky, you shoot me a couple of times.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Because you don't have that on the dark web because you've got people leaving these reviews anonymously.
Right. Just like people leave reviews on Amazon or on eBay.
Right.
I bought this.
It wasn't what he said. And then people know, hey, you might not be getting exactly what you're intending when you buy from this person.
See, my thing is I'm more concerned about like the darker, dark side of the block where, or web, whatever you want to call it, you know, like child trafficking and human trafficking and stuff like that, you know?
But that...
Like, I here's think that the, I wish such could a, just decriminalize or legalize all the drugs, like, you know, like they have in other countries and just, you know, treat people with addiction, and that way you're not lumping nonviolent stuff with, like, human trafficking.
Right, but it's such a canard. It's the belief that we can, if we just do away with this technology, or if we just monitor it, if we just get our police involved in that, we will stop human trafficking, we will stop child pornography.
And
it's false.
It, though?
You don't. Unfortunately, and I hate to break this to anyone out there, but there are certain completely horrendous and despicable parts of the human psyche that exist in some people that will go to any length to satisfy.
And child porn, for the record, was not available on the Silk Road.
Yeah, for example.
One of the few things that was not allowed on the Silk Road, but people always go of, well, if we allow dark webs to exist, then
right.
There's going to be child prostitution and child porn. Well, you can't send a prostitute through the mail.
Right. But the theory that if you just shut down this technology, or worse, that you invite in government intervention or surveillance or regulation of it, that you will stop these things, you won't. It just never happens, and it's sad. And this is where we're at as a species, that we believe that because of our technological advancement, we're creating these things that were just as big a problem in ancient Greece as
right.
they are today. You know, it sucks. It's horrible, horrible behavior, but it's going to exist whether there's a dark web or not.
Cognitive, did you have more thoughts on this?
Wanted to, I guess, make a, like, you know, PSA that anyone that has used Handsome Market in the last month, especially the police have access to a lot of that information. So
yeah.
Be very careful. And then also, there are rumors that Dream Market is also compromised. So my advice to anyone that uses the markets would be hold off, see how things shake out.
Yeah, and I actually see here... a little bit further down in this New York Times article where somebody posted on Reddit, don't make any new orders on any darknet markets.
Yep.
So chances are they are all compromised at this point. Cognitive, thank you for
Thanks.
The call. Your calls and thoughts, welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live, hour number 3, coming up after the news.
Have you wanted to get into Bitcoin mining but don't want to deal with the hassle and frustration of operating the mining hardware? Let pool.bitcoin.com handle it for you like I did. For an investment of as low as $129, you can have a lifetime mining contract and support the Bitcoin network. If you already have mining equipment, you're invited to join pool.bitcoin.com. It's the most profitable pool for miners, paying 120% of the block reward. That's pool.bitcoin.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping?
Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right?
What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
At Humalife, we believe your health is your wealth. That's why we offer an exclusive, potent, and pure selection of OMRI-certified 100% organic humic and fulvic acid concentrates. These two acids stop viruses and harmful bacteria and increase frequency, vibration, and vitality. In fact, they're called the missing link to your health. Pure liquid organic ATP energy rebuilds and regrows the immune system. You are the doctor at Humalife. You know best because you are the test. Find out more at HumalifeUSA.com. That's HumalifeUSA.com.